I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain.
What a beautiful day for a ride. My horse is named Patch Adams. Jennifer's horse is named Peanut. Wouldn't it be a blast to unload him out of the trailer and scream down the 16th fairway of the Phoenix Open right now?
That would not be my idea of a good time on Peanut, actually.
Yeah! You'd make headlines.
It would be a rodeo.
Are you going to keep your Rosie on the House logo shirt?
No, I might put on a black ski mask.
Dress up like the Lone Ranger.
Yes, dress up like the Lone Ranger. We're talking a little bit about, you know, how to get that remodeling project started. We took a call in the last hour from someone that their husband was at the Phoenix Open, and she wanted to put together a Valentine gift box for him today while he was gone, for a project she wanted to get done at the house in the next couple weeks. So she called, and we actually said, well, what's the project? Here's the parts and the pieces you're going to need. If your other half is at the Phoenix Open and you too would like to put together that project gift, Valentine gift box, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348, and we'll talk you through it. Maybe that'd be a real subtle way to get that next project. You know, we get as many calls, Romy, from people who are trying to finish something that's kind of like being ongoing for a long time. We get as many calls about that as we do about, you know, getting something started. So, but we're talking about getting projects started today.
And finishing it is, you know, rightfully so. It's, if you've never done it before, generally speaking, let me ask you this.
Yes.
How many times have you finished a product and said, wow, that costs a lot less than I thought?
Man. I read an article this week about what does it cost to remodel. It costs three things. It costs time, it costs aggravation, and it costs money. Now, unless you're willing to add all three of those things together, you really don't know the true cost of the remodel.
That's good.
And you could save on the price, but chances are your aggravation is going to go way up. and your time is going to be greatly expanded. So be careful. But it was a great article by a friend of mine, Paul Winans, out of Bend, Oregon, or near there. But we're talking about getting projects started. And we were talking about in the last segment about getting to Howes and getting to Pinterest and start taking a lot of pictures of what it is that kind of turns your clock, that kind of gets, you know, when you see a photograph of room and you're paging through Pinterest or Howes, and it just catches your eye so much that it causes you to pause. Maybe your jaw drops just a bit and your face moves a little bit closer to the screen or closer to the magazine page that you've just turned. When a picture does that to you, we as remodelers want to know that. How does it feel? But boy, there's a real downside to that. About a month ago, a regular listener of the show called us to come out and take a look at a project they wanted to get started. Mm-hmm. He had a folder of things he liked. She had a folder of things she liked. And it was virtually impossible to combine those two folders. Mm. I told them, y'all really need two houses.
That is not good marriage advice.
His and hers.
You really, really need two houses. So you want the front of the house to be contemporary. You want the back of the house to be Santa Barbara. You want the kitchen to be French country. You want the guest bedroom to be Victorian. You want the yard to be mid-century classic. That's when we bring in the experts. That's when we bring in the people that are experienced in reading through these pictures the common denominator thread. And I don't think y'all as homeowners ought to be as intimidated or as afraid of reaching out for professional design services as much as you are. And I perceive that a lot because y'all want me, the builder, to interpret your desires for you. And boy, that just isn't a lot of builder strengths. It's certainly not mine. And I couldn't survive without the use of and the assistance of professionals in the design. And there's nothing I like more than finishing a project. And this isn't reality TV where it's all staged and it's all fake, where you walk, and we do a lot of work for snowbirds, and all the work is done during the summer when they're not here. And then you set up a greeting party for them when they get back in the fall, and when they walk in and they're speechless and they're just breathing deep and saying, oh, wow. Better than I ever expected. This is perfect. This is exactly what I was looking for. Man, when you can walk a client through a project like that that you've just finished, man, you can wipe your hands of the dust, walk off that project, and stand tall. That's the kind of that's what remodeling is about for me, when we can do that for someone's quality of life. So we're talking about getting started and how can you get started. We're going to talk some more about that as well. We're going to take a call from Jeff and Kel. Is that Kel? We're going to take a call from Kel. Getting things started around the house here at Rosie on the House this beautiful Saturday morning. Weekly newsletter.